I wanted to say something here. I have asked people that had professed to be Christians for years, and I'll ask them, do you know for sure you're saved? And I get all kinds of answers. Some will say one thing, some another, and some will say that you don't know till you die and get to where you're going. Well, the one sure way that I knew that I had been saved was this. The Bible tells us that when we are saved, old things will pass away, and behold, all things will become new. And this happened with me, the things that I liked to do before I was saved, things of the world, and I didn't want to do them any longer. And I, like Janet just said, that I was, I spent my time reading the Bible and studying God's Word. So I wanted to put that in, and I worked with a man that had been going to this same church, hearing the same preacher, and he was more regular than a lot of the members, but he was unsaved. And so I got to witnessing to him when I was a young Christian. I was on fire, and I kept a New Testament in my pocket all the time, and I got to witnessing to him, and he told me one day, he said, well, I'm just not saved. And he told me the story. I've been standing here under the same preacher all these years, and I just never have. So I began to work with this man, and finally I got to see him make his decision for Christ in a revival meeting. And this thing had a great influence on my life, because just exactly 3 months from the day that man made his decision for Christ, we buried him. And so I just thought lots of times, well, just how merciful the Lord is to us, will give us a chance and let us go all that time. And then in the 11th hour, he will save us.